This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And, Jeff, you can even subscribe to the show on iTunes.
I do.
So do I. I haven't downloaded my onto my iPod in a while.
Huh. But on mine, it just automatically shows up.
Yeah, it's on my iTunes.
It's like a bad penny. Whoop, there's another one.
Yeah, so if you go to the website, friendjeff.com, you actually get to see there are links to the websites of the folks we're talking to, all sorts of pictures of stuff going on in the studio and all the antics we do around town.
Well, and links to events.
Right, and that's what we're getting to right now.
And all the people that we're talking to.
That's
did you just say that, Fred?
Yes, I did.
It's a little early for me today.
Yes, it seems like it is a little bit early for you. So, and we want to give a quick shout out to our good friend, David Green.
Yes. David Green from Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Tucson.
Which is an organization we love.
Absolutely love those guys. If you have any gently used clothing, furniture, anything like that, call Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Let them have it because they turn it into dollars, which help them mentor youth in Tucson. Great, great, great organization.
They match the kids with, you know, women and men across the community.
Right. A great program. And David was going to be with us here today, but unfortunately, I think he won his football pool and he might have taken a trip.
Yeah, he's in Vegas.
So, Dave, if you're listening to the show, have fun. We miss you, and folks, please support Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Now, so we have all these fun events coming up, and we actually have some folks in the studio this morning to talk about one of them. But we want to remind people this is like the time to have a lot of fun in Tucson, although you can have fun in Tucson all the time. But there's so many events going on right now. The rodeo, the Accenture Match Play. The
Gem and Mineral Show.
The Gem and Mineral Show is going on. It's just gorgeous.
Crazy all this stuff going on at the Loft, downtown. It's the Tucson Botanical Garden, the zoo. I mean, there are events everywhere. I think there's another bluegrass event coming up pretty quick.
In Moran, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you go to fredandjeff.com, you can find the links to all these crazy things going on all across Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Fun, fun, fun.
But in studio with us is Elena Borquist from Sowing the Seeds, and they're having a fundraiser with the YWCA. So good morning.
Good morning.
Elena, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So before we start talking about the fundraiser, you were on the show eons ago when we were, you know, still earning our sea legs, as they say. So let us.
Who's they?
We were earning our sea legs.
Yeah, but who's they? Who says that kind of silly stuff?
I do.
You're they.
Yeah.
So when they say, I know it's you.
Well, Navy guys. Navy guys say that too. But so, and we had a great conversation with you and a couple other people about sowing the seeds. But tell us what that organization is.
It's a woman's writer collective. So we meet once a month, and we write. We have two books that we've published. The first one is called Sowing the Seeds, Una Cosecha de Recuerdos. And the second one, which came out last year, is... Our spirit, our reality, celebrating our stories.
Now, that's great. Now, they were published by U of A Press?
No, we self-published.
Oh,
we got them out faster that way.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about all the bureaucracy at the universities.
Right, right. The university, it goes to a committee and they have to look at it and decide whether or not, and it's like 2 years before you get published.
Wow. Well, I know when we talked that it was the process that you guys put together, all the women of the collective would just review each other's work, and finally you chose a piece from, I think, pretty much everybody.
Right. And for this next one, we had a contest, and we also had guest authors from published authors that had pieces that they contributed to us to
like
put
who?
In. Francisco let's see.
I caught you off guard.
Francisco Alarcón and Odelia Rodriguez, they have poetry books that they've put out. And Francisco has done a lot of work with children's poetry.
Sweet.
And
that's great.
He's very well known with the little ones.
So so this next book coming out is not devoted to the women writers. You just bring in people that are thematically what you're looking for?
It was women's issues, the theme. And Francisco came to do a, he was the keynote speaker at our conference. And he was a little put off. He says, well, why am I not in the book? And it was at manuscript at that point. And then he wrote a poem, he wrote it right on the spot. And I said, you're in the book now. So he's the only male we've ever had attend one of our conferences. And he's the only male that we have spotlighted in our books.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So I know you brought Rosalie Crowe with you today.
Yes.
To talk about the event with the YWCA. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
Well, what we're doing is a benefit, of course, for sowing the seeds and for the Y. For us, it's our programs, which are writing programs, is to provide workshops for women in the community, women who would not normally have an opportunity to attend a writing workshop.
And this is open to any woman in Tucson?
Any woman in Tucson. And
now I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why wouldn't a woman have an opportunity to attend a writing workshop?
Well, they could be economically disadvantaged. They could be, I am not a writer.
Yeah. Right.
So that's one of the barriers.
And that's just a mental thing for
right.
them.
Right. And they have an opportunity to attend with a friend or to be encouraged. And
that's the key.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, that encouragement
Whether
is very important.
Writing in a journal or any kind of writing. And also for the women that are in sowing the seeds. Some of them started out with not being writers. My comadre Rosalie, for instance, she was a freelance writer and also a journalist, but she had not thought of herself as a poet, and now she's writing beautiful poetry.
Wonderful. So, Rosalie, what is your portion of this event?
Well, the event is celebrating unsung women heroes from Arizona's past, and I have written one of the monologues. We're featuring three monologues. And based on their life, Linda Leatherman is doing Carmen Soto de Vasquez, who started Teatro Carmen in Tucson. And Elena is doing Ida Redbird, who is a Maricopa potter. She revived pottery for the Maricopa people. It brought it into the art world. And I'm doing my grandmother, and her name was Isabel Delgado Mayagoitia Orozco. And I've always wanted to tell her story and had tried different ways to tell her story. And this chance to do a monologue opened it up for me, and it gave me a different kind of writing that I had something I have never done before.
And what's your grandma's claim to fame?
She survived.
And she represents the ordinary woman. And
The every woman in Tucson, Southern Arizona?
She, right.
My grandmother was in Jerome. My family came from Jerome.
The idea was to showcase women who made Arizona great. So in the event we're having...
And every mom has made Arizona
exactly.
great.
Exactly. And we have... the program will be the voices of the women, past and present. So this is dealing with the women in the past. And then we have Los Chanquitos Feos. They're going to be playing for us. They're
the ugly monkeys?
Yes, monkey. Yes. They're a very well-known mariachi group here in town, youth group. And we also will have a reading from the Comadres of Sowing the Seeds from the different works that they've written. And we have an open mic at the end. And there will be a raffle, and we'll be selling our books and other items.
Awesome. So tell us when this is and how people can get tickets and be involved.
Sure. It's Friday, February 15th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the YWCA on Bonita, and they're welcome to come. It's free. We're asking for a donation, suggested $10.
So it's like a but love offering?
Whatever they can offer us, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it will be.
Yeah, we wish you guys great success.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, so on the other side of the first break, we'll be talking some softball. The boys of spring.
The older boys of spring.
The older boys of spring. Yeah, they're on their wheelchairs on the way up in.
Oh, no, come on, Brent. But stick around, folks. We got a lot more here on the Brent Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to the show on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Yes, Fred.
This is the kind of show we love doing.
We're talking baseball.
Well, softball.
But, we're talking softball.
But we have, you know, looking across the way here, we have three guys who I'm sure are really good at fishtails.
Maybe Tucson. Well, I heard one of these guys has a PhD.
That's a Pueblo High diploma.
So we have in studio with us Armando Valenzuela, Frank Coronado, and Manny Marietta, who are all part of a senior softball league. And we're about to hear some wonderful little stories about these guys.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So senior softball. How senior do you have to be to play in the softball league?
Our league essentially started with 50-year-olds.
Okay, how long ago did that start?
Uh-oh. That means you and I are playing soon.
Nah, Fred. Fred turns 50 this year. Or next year. No, this year. You're 50 this year. That's right. One of our earlier shows, we were playing the theme to Hawaii 5-0. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so 50-year-olds.
50-year-olds. And I think the league started something like 29 years ago.
It started in 1986. With two teams, spearheaded by Art Urias, a former city recreation employee, and a team from Green Valley. And then and, 4 years later, it was up to five teams, and then that's when I came in with my team. The Tucson Cowboys made it six teams. That's in 91.
So you guys, all right, give us the genesis of this. You got a bunch of fellas rolling around in town. You're still competitive. You still want to play competitive sports, but the kids don't want you playing on their team anymore because you either know too much or you can't get to first base quick enough. What's the deal? And then so you decide, the heck with the kids, we're going to start our own deal.
I think it's more of a I don't want to let go atmosphere or mentality where we're active. We want to be a participant, not a spectator.
Spectator, right.
And this gives us the opportunity to get together at least once a week in this league, Tucson Senior Softball League, and do what we like to do, play ball and enjoy the camaraderie of a whole bunch of friends that we played high school ball and city league ball and all kinds of other sporting events. Throughout the years.
That, that's really interesting because, you know, there's been a lot of studies done about happiness, about what makes people happy. And one of the things that they found out is that meaningful relationships is the cornerstone of happiness. And I think what you just described is meaningful relationships.
Our relationships go beyond the softball field. the our ability to be able to communicate with one another about social events, who's having babies, who's not having babies, as far as the grandkids are concerned.
Sure, absolutely.
It's more of a familial atmosphere, and believe it or not, even to the extent of having 29 teams, almost all the players know one another on a one-to-one basis.
Okay, we're talking with Armando Valenzuela.
Right.
You are the president of this Tucson Senior Softball League.
I am the former president.
Former president. Okay, so
still president.
Still, you know, you've seen it. You've been in a position of authority in this league.
Yes.
And how was it that it got to two teams to 29 teams so quick?
I've been in the league for 15 years. And when I started, I actually became president because someone to my left over here, Manny Murrieta, suggested that the only way that they could control me as far as my temper was
Your
to
passion.
Make my passion, that's right, I'm sorry, was to make me president of the league. So we were playing at Mirasol at that time, Mirasol Park, and there were, how many, about 12 teams?
No, about eight.
Eight teams. But even at eight, eight teams playing all together on one field, it became too crowded. We didn't have enough time to schedule all the games, so we had to have a bye. And then another team joined, and then another team joined. Before you knew it, we were at 12 teams. So we started playing at Mission Manor Park.
Right.
And Mirasol. And I went, I think...
our dad, Jim Ronstadt?
Jim was at City Parks at that time.
Yeah, it certainly was.
And I petitioned the city to give us Murrieta Park, which is Northwest Park. And that has two fields. Within 2 years, we outgrew ourselves there. So we were borrowing another field, Santa Cruz Park. And eventually
you guys are where you are today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Armando, where are you from?
I'm from Tucson.
Born and raised.
I was born in Nogales, but I came here at the age of two.
And we were giving you a hard time earlier. You have a PhD, which stands for?
Pueblo High Diploma.
And I'm going to ask you guys, all three of you, because those guys are over there chuckling. What year did you graduate from Pueblo?
1967.
1967. And what did you do? What did you do for a living? What was your vocation?
I've had I've run the gamut. I've been a janitor. I've been a railroad, but my most important work was done in education. I worked at the University of Arizona.
All right. So you really are kind of a real important member of our community, because not only have you, you know, helped kids, raised a family, paid taxes, but now you're involved in an organization that's touching a lot of lives.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that we're touching more than we realize, because just being together every Sunday doesn't give us a clear understanding as to what each one of our players goes out and does on their own.
Well, and you guys are staying active.
Oh, quite active, very active.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to think. I mean, I'm 48, and I used to play softball all the time. I
can't
loved
even
it.
Remember 48.
Well, let me tell you, it's not too far away from where you are. And you break down. You know, you hurt your knee, you hurt your ankle. Then you kind of start thinking, I'm getting too old for this stuff. And then here you guys are out there doing it all the time.
I've had an ankle fused. I've had a knee replaced. But yet, my heart keeps telling me I want to be out there. It overrides my brain, which says you should stop.
And tell me why. Tell me why. Is it your love for the game? Is it your love for your teammates? You're just bored? Why do you have that passion?
I think it's a combination of both, but I think the overriding feeling is that you want to play. You want to be out there. And, you know, the older I get, the better I was when I was a kid. So it just wanting to play. I love hitting the ball over the fence when I can.
Sure.
I love running after the ball when I have to.
It's kind of that, it's that thing in all of us where we want to play kids' games.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I applaud you for that. All right, we've got to take our bottom of the hour break. We're coming back, folks, with some great, great stories from our friends here from the Tucson Senior Softball League. So don't change that dial. Stick around. There's more Underdog to come.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back, cause it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
The Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. And Jeffrey, usually I go into my little spiel about, you know, visit us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download the show on iTunes.
Visit us at FredJeff.com.
Right.
But I didn't say this during the break or any time forward because I thought you would bring it up.
Yes.
But you have probably about 30 seconds to wish somebody something. Otherwise, there might be hell to pay back at home.
I would like to wish my daughter, Mia, a happy birthday. Happy 10th birthday, Mia. I would also like to wish my wife a early, early happy 39th birthday. I love you dearly. And I'd also like to throw in, because we did this last weekend, I'd also like to throw in a huge, huge, huge thank you to all of the doctors and staff, administrators at the University of Medical Center and the Diamond Children's Center and the Steele Memorial. Fred, we had the opportunity to go to their big gala, the big night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the JW Marriott.
Yeah, that was last week.
Unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable. Jim Click and Humberto Lopez and Donald Diamond were there, and those three gentlemen opened their pocketbooks, shared their wealth with the kids of our community. And actually, because all the research they do there, they share worldwide, those three guys are helping kids with blood cancers all over the world. So these are three businessmen here from Southern Arizona who are making a huge difference for families everywhere, and I would just like to salute them and say thank you, thank you, thank you. So how about that, Fred?
Very nice, Jeff.
Okay, so here we are, and we're in the studio here on this lovely Sunday morning in the Old Pueblo, and we are talking to the gentlemen of the Tucson Senior Softball League. If you missed the first part of the show, we were just chatting with Armando of Venezuela, and Armando, during the break, you said something that I thought was amusing. You were talking about, well, you know, we do this. It's just fun to do. We really have a passion for the sport. And then I was saying, you know, you guys really are doing a wonderful thing for the community because you're a bunch of old guys staying off the street. You know, you're not whistling at girls and you know.
We do that once in a while.
Rolling liquor stores or anything. But you guys are really providing, with your passion for the sport, a very needed outlet for guys to go out and have a lot of camaraderie and stay up with their friends.
In addition to our camaraderie and our ball playing, we also do a lot for in the community. I think Manny can expound on a little bit better on that.
Yeah, we're talking about Manny Murrieta. And Manny, before we get into what you're going to tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Tucson, born at the old Stork's Nest.
No way!
Yeah.
All right.
But raised around Marana.
Raised
Went
in Marana.
To school, Marana.
Yeah, what did you do when you were growing up?
Pick cotton.
No kidding.
Chop cotton.
Pima cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, that was a while ago.
Had the crop dusters go over us while we were on the fields and spray us.
How long did you do that?
Well, I did that for a couple of years. Then I got a job at a service station, and then I graduated and went into the Army.
And what year did you go into the Army?
64 to 67.
Did you ever have to go overseas or anything?
I went to Germany. I was lucky. I didn't go to Vietnam.
And you guys were telling me earlier that one of your compadres here did go to Vietnam.
Yeah, and he got shot.
Really? We'll have to learn more about that in a minute. But so you're a Tucson guy, born and raised, and you are the philanthropic chair for the Tucson senior softball guys?
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys are up to.
Well, like last year, what we did between all the teams, we collected $1,475, and we donated to the El Rio Senior Center.
That's fabulous.
And then for Thanksgiving, we collected $600 for their turkey fund.
That's a lot of turkeys. That's great. Have you guys been doing that for a while?
Yeah, we started it. The food drive was started in 2002, and the turkey fund was started in 2005.
Now, why would a bunch of guys playing softball care about the El Rio Senior Center or giving turkeys to folks?
Well, I guess we figure one of these days we'll be there too. We might need help, you know. There's a lot of people there that go to El Rio just to get their main one meal a day, you know.
And you guys
help out in that, yeah.
So you guys really are...
Well, not only the money, but we also collect food, canned foods, and give them to them too.
Good for you guys. So you're philanthropic and athletic.
Yeah.
Oh, most definitely. Philanthropic, our teams are sponsored by individual companies. And, most of the teams are sponsored by themselves. They have fundraisers and stuff, but all of the teams have something to give back to the community. Frank's team, the Tucson Giants.
Cowboys,
I'm sorry. I was going back a lot for this. Frank, you want to tell them something about?
Well, now we're talking to Frank Coronado.
Right.
Mr. Coronado, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
You were the gentleman that originally I chatted with and found out about what you guys have been up to, the Tucson Senior Softball League. And tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Well, I'm a native Tucsonian, born and raised in front of a mountain there. Used to play in that big hole in the mountain there for years.
Oh, the quarry. Yeah, the quarry?
Yeah, it used to be a rock and sand company did that, by the way. But anyway, I graduated from Tucson High School, and I've been coaching and playing all my life. I thought I had coached for years in city leagues and semi-pro and all that, but I've been with this softball team for 24 years now.
Wow. What position do you play?
And, I just mostly manage, but I was a pitcher in high school, third baseman, and semi-pro and not in senior softball, I became a first baseman, and then from there you go to catcher, and then from there just managing.
The guy watching the beer cooler, right?
Yes. And the Tucson Cowboys, we have a tournament in Nogales, Arizona, and a lot of the proceeds goes to funding ASA programs and youth, all kinds of youth programs in Pima County and Santa Cruz County. And we give a lot of money to Nogales area to what they call the city recreation, underprivileged kids. And the rest goes to, the area. We donate money, you know, in the past to Burn Center, to all kinds of organizations.
So
mainly youth programs.
Would I be out of line if I were to assume that all three of you guys are retired?
Yes, we're all retired.
Okay, you're all retired.
Yes, I worked, after high school, I worked a few years at Hughes Aircraft, and then I changed over to Burr Brown Research Corporation, where I worked 33 years, and I was a machine operator. I went to school to be a draftsman, and I retired a few years in management, too, and I've been retired for quite a while now.
So you guys really represent the backbone of our community. I mean, you're all natives, you're all Hispanic, I'm sure your families go back a ways in our community, and here you are giving back. What I'm curious about, because you guys are so philanthropic, is can you guys remember the one person in your life that helped you understand the community was so important? And Armando, we'll start with you. Do you remember who that person was?
I had almost father figure at my dad passed away when I was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
John Ashwood, who was director of the Presbyterian House of Neighborhood Service on 33rd and 8th, was a role model for us. He was always giving of himself, his time, his everything that that people needed out there. He was always there for us, and for he was an itty bitty 5'2" Irishman whose every other word was an expletive deleted.
That was colorful.
But he had a heart of gold, and he taught us. He was my father at this father and son sports banquet when I was at Ochoa Elementary. To me, he's always been a guiding light as when I start thinking about what I need to do and to give back to the community.
That's awesome. What about you, Frank?
Well, I've had a lot of, I would say, I call them idols, that helped me along the road in my life. But the one that stands out is Elmer Carrier. In fact, Elmer worked for your father, Jim, and he had a lot to do with keep me on the right road and keeping me in sports. And like,
how did he do that?
Well,
big stick.
Yeah, he had he was my junior high coach too, by the way. And he had a bat that split it in half and made it and wrote on it the Board of Education. And he used to hit us with that once in a while.
And kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow.
He used to make us bend over and would hit us where it hurts. And
get somebody's attention back then.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But he just kept me in sports and out of trouble, you can say. I wasn't really a kid that would get in trouble, but he was like a father to me there for a while.
That's awesome. And Manny, what about you?
Well, I take a lot from my dad. I saw a man that wasn't educated, that came from Mexico, worked all his life for, back then they didn't have minimum wage, worked on the farms, but he never complained. He never, he never said, I can't do this. He was always willing to give a helping hand.
Never felt like a victim.
No. I mean, because I can relate back to, and I hate to get politics, but I hate this SB 1070 because what would my dad, my mom, they both were immigrants, and they finally got their citizenships in 50-something. So to me, a lot of the things going here in Arizona are a hogwash. I mean, that's all I can say.
Well, and you say that from a personal perspective of growing up in a migrant family, and your folks really, really worked hard to get you and your brothers and sisters to where you are today. So I can understand that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can understand that too. So thanks, guys. We've got one more quick segment. We want to talk about some more of the Tucson Senior Softball League. We got a bunch more questions. But we got to take a quick break, Fred. So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in the morning. Cotton fields back home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking softball, Jeffrey.
Yes, we are.
And softball of a more mature nature. This is the Tucson Senior Softball League, and we've been talking to Manny Murrieta, Frank Coronado, and Armando Valenzuela about all sorts of fun stuff that's been going on with the league for, early caveman days? Is that
wait till you get to our age.
Yeah. Well, apparently during the break I learned that I actually qualified to join this league.
So I want to see if I got this right. Armando, you play for the Firebirds.
Yes, sir.
Frank, you play for the Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
And Manny, you play for Powell Engineering.
Powell Engineering, yeah.
Powell Engineering what?
Well, he makes
Flaming Red Hots.
He makes carburetors for drag racers.
Yeah, but don't you guys have a mascot? You can't just be Powell Engineering Knuckleheads or the Powell Engineering.
Well,
Lightning.
They always ask me what Powell stands for, and I always have two versions when I'm talking to a lady or I'm talking to a guy. So, but to a lady, it's a power of women. To the guys, I can't say on the air.
Oh, that's too funny. Okay, guys. So there's 29 teams. Do you have enough ball players? You need more.
There's always room for more.
Okay.
There's always room for more. But we are getting to the point right now where we can't accept any more teams unless we get more room. And we're playing right now on three fields. And we actually need somewhere where we can play all together. And that would be there's some beautiful parks out there at Lincoln. And there's some beautiful parks out there some fields over at Golf Links. That we would like to sit and negotiate with the city. We're willing to pay, but, it also has – it's a give-and-take situation. We don't have that much money since we're not sponsored by anyone like the city of Tucson or Jim Click.
Sure. Well, we'll see if the old councilman over here can intervene on your behalf.
That sure would be wonderful.
And get you guys some more playing fields. You guys told the story during the break. Frank was starting to tell a story – that this is what the Little Leaguers turn into.
Oh, yes. This is the other end of Little League. We start in Little League, and we end up here. Sometimes we wonder, where are the parents? But at this stage.
Now the kids are watching the parents.
Yes.
That's funny.
But anyway, it's a great time out there, and we do need more fields, and we would like to see in the near future to maybe accommodate more teams, because I do know that there's going to be more teams knocking on the door that want to play, but we don't have any room for them right now.
So I understand, Frank, that you are an inductee into the Pima County Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes, sir. I was inducted in 2011.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, we wondered why everybody was carrying your stuff up the stairs.
And that little crown that you're wearing over there on your hat.
I was going to say anything about it.
How'd you get in?
Well, I was nominated by a few people, and has known me over the years, and they figured, I guess, that I was due, and because of I was inducted for three categories. One is as an athlete. I guess I was half decent at one time in high school and recreation and semi-pro. Making, all-star teams and all that. And, I played up until late 30s and then, but I was also a plane manager, and I managed, recreation teams since I was, a kid and semi-pro and so on. And that was, quite a few years also. And then, I'm still at it now, playing softball and still coaching. And, so I was inducted for as an athlete, as a coach, and also a contributor to community with all the benefits that I've spearheaded and helped out people in the days. And
that's fantastic. Congratulations.
I'd like to add that Frank also donates a lot of his time to Tucson High School coaching the baseball team over there.
Good for you. So you're taking care of the old alma mater.
Yes, I did. I kind of retired now, but I was an assistant coach there for about 4 years.
So a guy like me who's got an 8-year-old boy, what's the best piece of advice you could give me to help my 8-year-old fall in love with the sport like you have?
Oh, that's I'll tell you what. That's kind of a hard question, but you can't. I wouldn't recommend forcing him, because I wasn't forced. You got to eat it and sleep it. But I like my son. He got hit from all sides. All his uncles are athletes and all this and that. But you know what? They got to like it. And if they show it that they like it, then you go ahead and get them and show them all the stuff that they have to do and be with them. Be with them a lot. Hit them ground balls, fly balls, whatever it takes. And then you'll be able to tell whether they like it as much as you do.
That's awesome. That's great because I'm a huge baseball fan. Sadly, I'm a Pirate fan, but I love the sport. Love the sport.
The important thing is that you are a fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just had tryouts the other last weekend for Sabino Canyon Little League, and it was great seeing all those little guys out there, you know, shagging fly balls and trying to throw the ball to first base or second base from the outfield. Lots and lots of fun. Yeah. It really is a universal sport, you know, more than anything else. If you can get a glove and a ball, you have a great time.
Right. Well, I've coached from Little League all the way to through semi-pro to city, everything in high school, and now I'm coaching these guys here that pretty soon I think we're going to have caregivers taking the players to the park.
Push them around in wheelchairs from base to base. Yes.
But we will be there.
So what replaces beer in your league now?
Beer.
You know, really,
light beer.
Beer hasn't been replaced yet.
So no more full leaded. Now you're on the unleaded. Yeah.
There you go.
That's awesome. Well, thanks.
So you guys have a day coming up on the 10th for sign up, and if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
February 10th is the start of our league. If anybody wants to join, just hop on down to Murrieta Park. That's on between Speedway and Grant, which is called the Northwest Park too. So a lot of people don't realize it. Most of the Hispanics know it as Murrieta.
Joaquin Murrieta.
So you're talking today. This is this afternoon. Today is the 10th
of February. I'm sorry, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so this afternoon you guys are going to be out at Murrieta Park.
From 8 o'clock on.
So you guys got guys out there right now.
Yes.
Okay, so 8 o'clock today. Now, if they're just hearing this now at 11 o'clock, or now it's almost noon, how can they get a hold of you? Let's do this. If you're interested in getting involved in this league, and you can't make it today because it's right now, send Fred an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and we will get you Manny's information so you can get involved. Because you guys, though you can't take any more teams, you've got holes to fill all over the diamond.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
right. All right.
Rarely do we tell anyone that they cannot join a team. Rarely. I mean, he's either got to be very obnoxious or no playing ability whatsoever, and even then we'll take a chance on him.
There you go, Fred.
I'm in.
Fred's in. Fred, you know, if you're looking for a real – oh, wait a minute. Slow pitch, fast pitch.
Slow pitch.
Slow pitch. Slow pitch. Okay, slow pitch.
I'm good.
Fred's back in because it was fast pitch. You know, Fred blew his shoulder out years ago on the fast pitch.
And this is for Fred also. If you get a hit – and you get to first base, someone will run for you.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Do they have to be 50 or older to run for you?
Yeah.
Or you got the 18-year-old running out there?
Someone on the team will run for you.
Who's the oldest guy in your league?
Well, I don't know where I stand, but I'm going to be 74 on tomorrow, the 11th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But there is a few there that are a little bit older than me. Like I said, I'm going to be 74, which I've been around since AT&T was just A.
there are two divisions, 150 to whatever, and then there is a 60-year-old division, which encompasses, I think, nine teams? Eight teams.
Yeah, so you don't want the young guys beating up the old guys.
You'd be surprised how many of those old guys go down there and beat up on the young guys.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. All right, fellas, congratulations on what you do in our community and for yourselves, for your families, your friends. You guys are a great example of what makes Tucson a great place to live. Thank you.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. And good luck. We hope a lot of people come down and give us a call, sign up for your league.
Please.
All right.
So we have a Valentine's Day package.
Yes, we do.
Jeffrey, a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist, plus a $25 gift certificate to 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
For the first person who sends me an email.
And?
What's the question going to be?
We
should figure this out before the show.
Yeah, we really should. But, you know, let's just make it the first person that sends you an email because we're in a giving mood. Let's not make anyone jump through any hoops because, you know, we're being smart, Alex.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, and
by the way, the answer to the question last week was Debbie No.
Debbie No. Debbie No, the chart-topping hit for Ojo Rojo, Fred's band, Debbie No. No one got that right. So that prize will roll over to next week. So, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. Please support our sponsors. And I want to wish my lovely, lovely, beautiful daughter happy birthday. And we will talk to you all next week with another fabulous guest here on the Fred and Jeff Show.